Welcome to Taking the Rams by the Horns, a podcast that takes current affairs out of current affairs. This is a podcast in partnership with Sowetan Live. I'm your host, Rams Mabote. South Africa is alive with possibilities. I mean, who would have imagined a former president in jail? A sitting president sleeping on cash, literally. A cabinet minister visiting a common prisoner in jail. Or even the post office operating, even when they have nothing to do.
Can you confirm that delivery performances dropped?
Welcome to the new Sowetan Live podcast called Taking the Rams by the Horns with me, Rams Mabote. Each week, I will be taking a lighter look at very serious topics that half the time drive you up the wall. This podcast will use humor to take no prisoners, have no holy cows, and cook a whole lot of sacrificial lambs. Only a week into his appointment as Sports, Arts and Culture Minister, Gayton McKenzie is already making big moves. In fact, the right phrase is that he has hit the ground running, literally. He was seen posing in football gear minutes after President Cyril Ramaphosa announced his bloated cabinet recently. Funny, I should say bloated, because Gayton is himself not very small. While a whole lot of new ministers are still trying to figure out what's next, not that many of the old ANC ministers know their next moves, Gayton, in fact, I should call him Minister McKenzie, all protocol observed, has already announced his plans. First on his deliverables is turning car spinning into the biggest sport in South Africa. You can criticize Minister McKenzie for many things, including playing to the stereotypes, but you cannot accuse him of not knowing his constituency. For although this mostly underground sport is popular across the country, it is definitely synonymous with places like El Dorado Park and the Cape Flats, which Minister McKenzie has not made secret are his constituency. According to Independent Online, I'm stating this as a disclaimer in case this is untrue. Spinning started in the townships as a ritual to honor fallen gangsters during the apartheid era. As a former gangster himself, I think this is honorable for McKenzie to not forget those with whom he served. Now we can spin all the way to the Olympics in their honor. If McKenzie has his way, no tire will be left unburned on our roads. Talk about putting the tire on the road. I do not know how the fans of spinning responded to this, but I expect that the townships went up in smoke on hearing this. The people must have been really revved up. The country is in top gear already. This has now become a war cry calling on all our spinners to hit the roads to the top of the world. McKenzie has also thrown shade at his predecessors, notably Ambassador Nathi Mthethwa and Zizi Kodwa, who is ambassador of politicians accused but not yet found guilty. McKenzie said that he is not going to be a minister of congratulations, something Mthethwa and Kodwa did well in their time. Instead, McKenzie has said that under him, South Africa is going to spend more time creating superstars than traveling the world congratulating the few ones that are already doing well. That's like a former prisoner throwing shade at a possible future prisoner. And since he made the announcement about spinning, a list has been leaked of other games McKenzie aims to promote and turn into big sporting codes here or even into the Olympics during his term. Top of the list is pickpocketing. McKenzie feels that rather than filling our prisons with petty criminals, pickpockets should rather be recognized for their skills and bravery. you have to agree. To be able to remove an entire wad of cash from someone's pocket without them noticing is up there with other dangerous sport, like trying to create a government of national unity in Gauteng. Mackenzie, we are told, feels that criminalizing pickpocketing was racist, as most victims were white people or their employees who were paid in brown envelopes, mostly on Fridays. I know at least one person who won't approve of this. That's my uncle, who many years ago was stripped of his entire December earnings and bonuses meters away from home. Next is scoppy dice. That's dice in a cup. Before you shout crap, scoppy dice is craps of the townships in which players bet on the outcomes of the roll of a pair of dice, only that in the townships, the dice are shaken in a cup and thrown out. Mackenzie is not so much interested in scoppy dice because of its popularity. What he's keen on is, again, the skill of the croupier to more often than not use fake dice called mbombai in the hood, in the process robbing the foolish players of their hard-earned money. As it happens, in all gaming, the house always wins. And then there is scop de ball. This is a game similar to hide and seek, but in this case, the hiding players look for an opportunity to kick the ball placed on the center of the field while the other player seeks to find them before they scop. For Mackenzie, scop de ball is a plausible option for Bafana Bafana strikers who have historically failed to score. At least in this game, they can kick the ball, mostly made of plastic or cheap leather, without being marked or distracted by opponents.
Chances here are plenty. This man is exciting on the ball. Have they got an opportunity to whip it into the box? They try. Percy Tau looks to pull it back, but is put behind.
Although in the townships, scop de ball is played by boys and girls, Mackenzie apparently feels that women should be excluded in the national sport. And no, he is not being a chauvinist that he may appear to be to some of you. He just feels that Banyana Banyana have proved beyond doubt that women can kick balls better than men, and therefore may be exempted from scop de ball. And then there is Ludo. This is one game that deserves the accolade for keeping many a young man off the streets. A board game where up to four players are in a race to take their tokens, normally four, into safety faster and securely. Getting one's loot into safety faster and securely is something I suspect Mackenzie is familiar with. He wants the skill to be democratized and popularized. If some of the young people don't make it to the Olympics, at least they could learn the skill of escaping with their ill-gotten wares safely. Ingenious, if you ask me. For girls, Mackenzie has identified an opportunity for them to make it on stage. He's going to create a fund to allow as many girls as possible to join Zoto Awawantu to display their wares on stage and entertain half-sober, virulent men at dingy places of ill repute. This is Mackenzie's version of Nasi Spani. He believes that young girls should not sit at home without opportunities while boys are given all the chances in the world. The Pope Khan dance, and that's the naked truth. Years ago, Kenny Kunene, Mackenzie's partner in crime, literally, became infamous for eating sushi from a naked woman's body, an act for which he earned himself the nickname Sushi King. Well, Mackenzie has other plans. For his constituents in the Western Cape, the abalone poachers, he's suggesting a similar game where they could eat abalone off women's bodies. Abalone, believed to be an aphrodisiac, will, according to Mackenzie, create responsible men who, in spite of consuming copious amounts of stimulants, will go home without touching the naked women. The reward will be a trophy and the sale of the illegal abalone. Nothing fishy. And then lastly, Mackenzie is going to make train surfing legal and recognized as a sport. Train surfing, which some of you know as staff riding, is a game where players board and allied trains and run on top of them while in motion. McKenzie says that this is a sport that comes with an obvious audience, the train passengers, who, unlike in the past, they jeered and sneered, this time would be required to cheer. Train surfers would also be protected from unforeseen dangers, including load shedding. To that effect, McKenzie is in negotiations with Eskom to, when load shedding finally returns, share the schedules with the train surfers. This will allow the surfers to also change locations and entertain audiences where the lines are running, whether on time or not. You cannot trust Metrorail on that one. To think this man wanted to be Minister of Home Affairs. What a waste it would have been spending time on our borders counting legal citizens coming into our country and walking into brothels to deport those who are here illegally. That is not the kind of stuff that puts any country on the map. The world does not give you medals for such. We need to be enterprising, and sport is up there with those activities that get nations noticed. You have to give it to Ramaphosa for not putting McKenzie's talents to waste. But maybe McKenzie will also turn xenophobia into a national sport. He could start a sport where he recognizes and rewards those South Africans who gather and drive out of our country as many illegal foreigners as possible. We live in interesting times. Thank you for listening to this episode of Taking the Rams by the Horns. Download the My Sowetan app and listen to more of my podcasts. We are also on Spotify. Follow us on X at Rams by the Horns and at Sowetan Live. Please send your comments to me via email on rams@ramsmabote.com. Let me know what you think of the podcast. Or better still, let me be your MC, keynote speaker, or facilitator at your next event. It is the only thing I can do better than satire and sarcasm. From me, Rams Mabote, good night and God bless.